I have a special song all planned out because as we wrap a Thursday, we do.
Wait, don't. Please don't do
it. It's going to be the easiest thing you ever listened to and the most simple thing I've ever done with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Football, 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 football.
I have one lightning round question related to football.
That's very offbeat.
So you picked a poor day to make that.
Or you put together a poor lightning round.
Oh, wow. Well, now I'm not going
to
do it.
Another way to look at it.
Take this lightning round and stick it where the sun don't shine, Tanner.
I'm just going to sit in silence for the next 10 minutes.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Up all of your noses with rubber hoses.
Anyways, it's Thursday, which is also Throwback Thursday, so I'm going to ask you some questions that you've already answered, but we're going to see if you change your mind or not. Starting with the AL wild card race. Back in July, I asked you who the final two teams would be. At the time, you said the Yankees and Rays just because they were the two teams that were there, so those were the ones you picked. Now the Yankees have a one-game lead on the Twins, who are up on the Angels, Orioles, Rangers, Rays, and Mariners, all within four. So I ask again, which of these seven teams grabbed the final two AL playoff spots?
No. Oh. That is my final answer. I'm going to go with New York just because I'm desperate and I need them to win
Homer.
This, so my life has meaning. I was looking at the schedule down the stretch. I think the Twins have an advantage. I'm going to go with New York, Minnesota for the American League wild card.
Okay. On July 20th, the Mariners were three games back of said Yankees and Rays for the second wild card spot. I asked what percentage chance would they make the playoffs, and you said 20%. Since then, they've traded for bullpen help, and then yesterday traded for Mike Leake just before the waiver trade deadline. After all that, the M's are now two games under 500 and four games out. So what percent chance do you give the Mariners of making the playoffs now?
I gave you 20%.
Yes.
I'm cutting it in half to 10.
Okay. Final Throwback Thursday question. The U.S. men's national team has World Cup qualifiers this weekend. They take on Costa Rica in New York on Friday, then at Honduras on Tuesday. The last two games in qualifying, the U.S. came away with 4 points, a win against Trinidad and Tobago, and then a key draw against Mexico. How many points does the men's team come away with after this round of qualifying? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6?
So it's 3 for a win.
Three for a win, one for a draw.
So they'll win one and draw one, so I say 4.
Right.
I'm just living horrifying fear of Honduras.
This is World Cup qualifying?
World Cup qualifying.
So they're going to have all the best players?
Yes.
Pulisic is going to be playing?
He's going to play.
Okay.
He's going to be there.
They should win.
Tune in.
I'll tell you one thing. Some of the worst things in history have happened by selling Honduras short.
Chris Sale has been spectacular this season, proving his worth to the Red Sox after trading for him last winter. He seemed like a lock for AL Cy Young until a former winner came back from the DL and is not planning on slowing down. That being Corey Kluber. Since the 4th of July, the Klubot has a 2.24 ERA, 7 wins out of 11 starts, 110 strikeouts. Over Sale's last 11 starts, he also has 7 wins, 109 strikeouts, and a 2.76 ERA. So in a two-horse race, who wins the AL Cy Young? Chris Sale or Corey Kluber?
Right now, I think you got to go with the hot hand. Kluber, he's navigated September. They're in it. Obviously, Boston's in it. And I would never pick a Red Sox, even if it meant my reputation. So I'm going with Kluber.
All right. So congrats to Chris Sale on winning this.
Yep, on locking up your Cy.
As hot as Aaron Judge was in the start of the first half of the season, he's been just as cold in the second half. Judge now has 37 homers on the season, only 7 since the All-Star break. Now Joey Gallo, Justin Smoak, and the A's Chris Davis are one behind at 36. So who ends the season as the AL home run king? Judge, Gallo, Smoak, or Davis?
Whoa, that's a good one. The problem with Judge is kind of what we talked about right before the All-Star break. When you're 11 feet tall, you're not going to hit 330. I mean, he's barely getting bat on ball now. I went over on ESPN his last 7 days. If it wasn't for walks, he wouldn't even be getting on
goodness.
I guess I'll go with the guy who's been down that road before, Chris Davis, who that will give him 3 AL home run titles in 5 years. Also, the last one hit 50.
Just saw this stat. Judge, the first player in MLB history with 39-plus strikeouts and three consecutive months of the same season.
No, the other Chris Davis. The A's Chris Davis, not the Orioles Chris Davis.
I heard that too.
Oh, all right.
That's why I said the A's Chris Davis.
Town business.
Because when you spell it, they're different, but when you say it, it's
well,
the same.
Well, the one we discount because there's no H. There's no K and H. It's just the wrong combination. I'm going to stick to my guns and act like it really doesn't matter.
Okay. And my final one, my only football question, so your football song played off. College football season is technically underway because UCF is playing. Who are your four teams that make the college football playoff and who wins?
You've got to be kidding me.
And you know he's going to write this down and bring it up at
absolutely.
The end of the season, too.
Absolutely.
I don't even have a clue.
Of all people, you're not prepared for this.
Well,
I'm not big on predictions. That's what this entire segment has become, is just predictions.
Bad predictions.
Just pick the current top four.
So,
and you're good to go.
I guess we'll go with
and then
Alabama.
Blame Hancock.
Ohio State. Oklahoma State. And somebody had the ACC. How about Florida State?
And who wins it?
And who's going to win it? God, you're a pain in the ass.
Thanks.
Ohio State.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Please, and your goggles.